Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. We've got several updates today, starting with the Apple clear case for iPhone XR. 9 to 5 Mac reported the existence of Apple's first official clear case back in October after it was mentioned in the Canadian press release for the iPhone XR, and we received the only image of it to be reported. Then the iPhone XR came out with no clear case available, and Apple wouldn't talk about its clear case plans. Fast forward to today, and the Apple official clear case is finally available to order. It costs $39 in the US and ships as soon as Friday with rush delivery, but you'll have to wait until Monday for in-store stock. The clear case is the only case that Apple offers for the iPhone XR for now, something designed to show off the six color options of the new entry-priced flagship iPhone. iPhone XR comes in black, white, red, blue, coral, and yellow. Apple also started selling the 18-watt USB-C power adapter that comes with the new iPad Pro as a standalone purchase today for $29. And in China, HomePod will be available to purchase for the first time in early 2019, we learned today. HomePod in China will join the US, UK, and Australia, France, Germany, Canada, and Mexico and Spain as launch countries so far. Apple also released several software updates today, including iOS 12.1.1 for iPhone and iPad, tvOS 12.1.1 for Apple TV, macOS 10.14.2 for Mac, and the HomePod 12.1.1 update. The iOS 12 update includes a fix for the confusing flip camera button in FaceTime, as well as the return of live photo capture during one-on-one video calls. And iPhone XR users can now expand notifications with haptic touch using a long press to see more information. On the Mac, Wi-Fi calling now works with real-time text support, and the News app can now open to stories in Safari with a new menu bar option. And HomePod gained support for mainland China and Hong Kong ahead of its release in China. And HomePod's LEDs can now light up when the HomePod is used as a speaker for group FaceTime calls. tvOS is expected to include the new Zero Sunrun feature, but Charter Spectrum's new app sounds like it won't be ready until sometime next week, around the 13th. And notably absent today was watchOS 5.1.2 for Apple Watch. We expect the update will include the new ECG app for capturing electrocardiograms on Apple Watch Series 4 in the US, and the update will also add new Apple app complication options on the infograph faces, as well as the walkie-talkie toggle in Control Center. Apple also updated its Shortcuts app on the App Store with the ability to post to Tumblr from Shortcuts. And Tweetbot maker Tapbots has restored the Apple Watch version of its CalcBot calculator app in a new update. And Apple received FCC approval this morning for an Apple Sleep Monitor product, which is exciting if you want the Apple Watch to track sleep, but it looks like the actual product that was approved is just a revision of the Bedit Sleep Monitor that Apple acquired in 2017. Apple still sells the Bedit Sleep Monitor 3, and the product that was approved today is labeled version 3.5. The FCC listing also shows a product that looks like the current Bedit Sleep Monitor and includes a Bedit label. Hopefully Apple does something unique with this sleep tracking purchase with iOS 13 and watchOS 6 in June 2019. And finally, the Arlo Baby Camera from Netgear received an update that adds five new features for HomeKit users. Arlo Baby Camera has worked with HomeKit as a home security camera since February, and today it added support for viewing air quality, temperature and humidity, motion detection, and controlling the nightlight color and brightness through HomeKit. These features were all previously limited to the Arlo iOS app. This also makes Arlo Baby Camera the first and only HomeKit camera with built-in air quality detection. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.